Two fishermen from the Central Kenai Peninsula were at this year's Fisher Poets Gathering, held last weekend. They had some technical difficulties at the outset.
We know there are folks who couldn't make it tonight. Schoonmaker Clark, and... Oh, I hear Clark!
Hey!
Yes!
I'm here!
This is how we do this stuff!
They almost didn't make it, but Steve Schoonmaker and Clark Whitney joined the virtual gathering just in the nick of time last Friday to deliver a poem and a sea shanty to a remote audience.
Hey, Clark, have at it, baby.
We almost missed the set.
Schoonmaker, who lives in Kasilof, has been going to Fisher Poets in Astoria for over a decade. He says he's appreciative of the chance to meet up virtually, even if it's not quite the same.
Even though when you're on stage and you see the audience, and they're not maybe saying anything, I get feedback from it. You know, I can look at people. I can feel the energy in the room. Then it becomes a performance, you know.
He's kept up the in-person performances locally, including at open mics in Homer. But he says he's looking forward to getting back to the in-person format in Astoria next year.
It becomes like a family down there when you run everybody. So that's a huge part of it. When we all get together again, we're all bringing back something, and we're doing it again, and then the fans you meet, the people come, you get a relationship with them. So it's a reunion. And 15 years ago, by like that, you know.
Amanda Gladix agrees. She works at Oregon State University in Astoria and is on the Fisher Poets Planning Committee.
There's a buzz. I mean, you start to see people show up in town, you know, on Thursday night. And it starts with kind of a gathering of performers on Thursday night, sort of a welcome gathering. And that's a really cool experience to see people who have been coming together, you know, for many years, or maybe this is their first Fisher Poets and they're just meeting people for the first time. But there's just this real sense of community and camaraderie and respect for, you know, both the work that those people do in their fishing seasons and the respect for the artistry and the writing that they work on.
She's been helping pull the gathering together since 2016, and she says year after year, it's an important time for the community of Astoria.
There's a really strong support for Fisher Poetry and the Fisher Poets Gathering here in Astoria as well. So I love that there's this really wide geographic connection, and then also this very local component to the gathering.
This year, she says the planning committee worked hard to maintain the sense of community at the gathering with rehearsals and virtual meeting spaces. Clark Whitney of Soldotna says it's gratifying knowing how many fishermen are tuned in from around the country.
I just want to stay a part of it. So every chance I get, I want to try to perform with them. Mm-hmm.
He's been writing poems since his first days fishing in Bristol Bay, and he says his poems would often turn into songs. During the pandemic, he picked up the guitar, and he incorporated it into his performance at Fisher Poets this year with a song he wrote called I Want to Be a Fisherman. It's from when he started fishing with his dad in the bay. In Kenai,
oh,
I'm Sabine Pooks.
I want to be a fisherman. I won't wear a business suit. Oh, I'd rather wear a hoodie and a pair of rubber boots. Rather stand upon a rolling deck and look out at my net than to hang out in an office where from some chair I'd set. Oh, and you won't see me worshiping in a building built by men. I'll be praying on the water where you know it all began. 'Cause I've yet to see a man-made thing that can begin to match the mountains and the waters and the fish we like to catch. Throw the boo-hoo-y, let her go, let her go. Throw the boo-hoo-y, let her go. Throw the boo-hoo-y, let her go, let her go. Throw the boo-hoo-y, let her go. So I'll ship out on a Bristol boat and we'll go out on the sea with an honest crew and skipper, and we'll know that we are free. I will work really all season, and every season till I can make enough to buy a sturdy boat, and I'll be a fisherman. And when we pull into the cannery, I will see that cannery girl at the bar, and when the music plays, I'll be sure to make her twirl. When the music it stops playing and we're watching the sunset, I will tell her of my future plan, making money with my net. Oh, that's when I'll sing my little song, and I hope that she'll agree to join me on my sturdy boat and to live upon the sea. Throw the boat, hoey, let her go, throw the boat. Thank you so much for letting me perform again this year, and I can't wait to get back to Astoria.